Algo en tu cara me fascina, algo en tu cara me da.
This is Brad Leiniger from the KCBS Team of the Year, Getting Basted, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline Studio High atop Chicagoland. And as we get into kind of that summer, the official start of the grilling season, there are people around the world, certainly around the country, that ignore the calendar when it comes to that, and they are barbecue and grilling 24/7 all the time. I know me personally, standing in Snowdrift, and I know a lot of Chicagoland people in the Midwest would do the same thing. Excited to have on the line and have added to the BBQ Smokedown coming up at Chicagoland Speedway. He's the head pitmaster for Getting Basted, and this is a team that is the KCBS Team of the Year overall, Team of the Year in brisket. They've won 50 grand championships. These are guys who are getting it done, not only on the competition side, but the restaurant side, and excited to have Brad Leiniger on with us. Brad, welcome to WGN.
Hey, thanks for having me. Thanks for having me.
So we took you away. For the listeners, before we went on the air, you had mentioned that you were trimming some pork. So obviously you are walking the walk. You know, even though you are, I think, a bona fide barbecue celebrity at this point, you still got to stay grounded, right, by doing the work.
You do. I mean, that's the key thing to get better, right? Everybody's out there trying hard. Everybody cooks good. You got to go out there, and it's just like anything else. You know, we quote unquote call it a sport, you know, the sport that us fat guys can do and be out of shape. But, you know, just like anything else, you got to outwork them, right? I mean, that's how you stay on top. If you don't keep working hard, somebody younger and hungrier is going to come up and knock you off the pedestal.
See, younger and hungrier. You mentioned that there's a food pun there. And I know Stan Hayes had mentioned that from Operation Barbecue Relief is that barbecue guys are in shape. The shape is round. And I take offense to that because I know that there's a lot of people who try to stay as healthy as possible and all that stuff. And the career is as healthy as it gets. And I remember being at World Food Championships when they had it out in Las Vegas. That's where you guys got your start. And this was maybe in 2012. And it's very cool to see. So many people love barbecue. There are a lot of grilling and barbecue enthusiasts, and I think that the hardware stores and all the backyards are a testament to that popularity. But on the competition side, it can be mysterious. It can be a little bit imposing. Talk a little bit about the inspiration when you guys got going and decided, hey, we're going to go pro with this.
Yeah, so we're down here in the Ozarks of Southwest Missouri, right? So, you know, cooking things over open coals is kind of part of our heritage. So I've always done that, always liked to cook, always barbecued, and we always kicked around doing competitions. And, of course, at the time, they had, like, Pitmasters and shows like that. I think Myron's coming out to the Smokedown as well. And, we kicked around and wanted to do it. I had a buddy that, was into competitions. He didn't do too many of them, but he did two or three a year. And he had signed up for our local KCBS barbecue competition, and he had to withdraw. And he called me about a week before the competition, asked me if I wanted to take his spot. And, we took his spot, ended up borrowing a smoker. I'd never cooked a full pack of brisket before at this time. I mean, I'd never, I'd cooked flats before, cooked this, but I'd never taken a full pack of brisket, never cooked, of course we cooked four meats, never done four meats, getting them turned in.
Wow.
And at that contest, there was a qualifier for the World Food Championships in potato salad, of all things. So Reese's had a sponsored contest, and whoever won that won $1,000 and a trip to Las Vegas. And so we were talked into doing that pretty easily. So we did good. We turned in the four main meats, and we got three, we call them calls when you get called up to the stage. So yep. We got three meat calls out of the four categories, finished sixth overall, I believe. And then we won the potato salad thing.
Aww.
So we got a free trip to Las Vegas, $1,000. And we went out there and won some more money and had a good relationship with the World Food Champions since then. But that kind of started it all.
Brad, never underestimate the power of sides, right?
Amen. I'm a starch man, and I love the carbs. You got to get those sides in there. They're as important as barbecue to me.
You know, here's the thing, and this is a little bit of an insight, and I think this is advice people can take. And of course, you just did it because there was an opportunity for World Food Championship. But to get in there and have so much success early, a lot of people, they know what they want to do, and they have all the best intentions in the world, but it's tough, right? And there's a lot of great competition. Chris Lilly, and this was down at, I was down at Beachside Barbecue for South Beach Sobe Food and Wine. And he was doing, I think it was a pork shoulder, but then he also had like a side of gumbo that he had served along with it. I told Chris that was like the secret weapon. He ended up winning that thing. But the sides can be a big part of it. And you guys have built that into the restauranting side as well, right? The sides?
Absolutely. I mean, it's the whole experience. I mean, people come for the meat. We obviously take great pride in what we serve there. But you've got to have, you've got to have the accessories to back it up, so to speak. So, yeah, we spend as much time when we're in recipe development developing side dishes and memorable side dishes to keep people coming back to the restaurants as anything else.
Now, do you think the way that the competition side and for the listeners, a lot of it is there's things that people do that where the stuff that gets served in competition and gets judged isn't always the same kind of stuff that people, in fact, it rarely is the same kind of stuff that people may make in that backyard. Do you feel that your initial success may have been helped in a way, as crazy as it sounds, by maybe your unfamiliarity with all of those things? You weren't just doing, you were doing things that you knew would taste good or that you felt would be well received, but it wasn't necessarily all of those kind of standard things that you see in the box these days. Do you think that did help?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think there's some mystique and unneeded stigmas assigned to competition barbecue. At the end of the day, good food wins. Yeah. So if you go out there and you make something that's well-balanced, that's got a lot of flavor, and you do need to have a lot of flavor in it, but you make something that's well-balanced, a lot of flavor, and is cooked right, you know, you hit the tenderness, then you've got a chance to win with any flavor profile. Of course, you know, it's the Kansas City Barbecue Society, so there's some certain things the judges are looking for. You know, Kansas City style sauce, maybe, or you know, the sweet and heat. But at the end of the day, you're making food that tastes good. And if you can do that, then you've got a shot. And that's what helped us. You know, I knew how to cook. I knew how to season. I knew how to finish. And if you can do that and you can get the tenderness right, you've got a chance against anybody. You can go into and be the world champion that day for sure.
Branson is a great location to be because there's so much there on the entertainment side. It is a destination, a beacon. People travel there. We talk about family road trips all the time. It is definitely one of them. To have you guys kind of located there with some great food on the barbecue side is, I think, important. But flash forward from like, hey, you know what, we can do this, we can compete at this level, to the point where you're winning grand championships, 50 now at this point. And the restauranting side is hard, though. What was that thought process like to say, like, hey, you know what, let's do the restaurant side, let's try to get out there, make food on a regular basis outside of all the success competing?
Well, you know, it kind of started out, you know, our idea was kind of small batch barbecue. And we tried to do things the same way that we do them out on the competition circuit. We started out as a food truck, and I nice. Partnered up, you know, I was in the restaurant business back, you know, when I was in my 20s, back, you know, just in college and just out of college before I, you know, quote unquote, got a real job or whatever. And I had some good relationships and good friends from back then. And I approached a couple of my friends from back then to open the restaurants, and they had the operational experience. I had the culinary experience. We kind of came together and made the dream team. And like I said, we started small. And now we've got two restaurants thinking about opening up a third, and we're still cooking on, we cook on 55-gallon barrels, are called Gateway Drums. We still cook all of our meat on there. So in the summer, we'll be doing, you know, we'll have hundreds of people coming through our restaurant, and every piece of meat is going over live coal fires over those 55-gallon barrels. And it's certainly not the easiest way to do it, but the only way that we could manage to do it is that we started small and we kind of grew up with it. And looking back now, if I had to start, you know, thinking about the volume we're doing and what we're doing, if I had to set up a restaurant, it probably wouldn't be the way that it's set up right now. But the success that we're having because of the flavor of our food, you can't really cheat it.
Yeah.
So we can't really get away from it. So we're kind of trapped by our own success in that way.
Oh, that's trapped by success. Those are things that, like, I think you put that on the website. Let the listeners know we're talking with Brad Leininger from Getting Basted. They are they were the team of the year, KCBS team of the year. So you talk about the success with that, the grand championships, and there are people that do this all the time, really committed to it, that never get to that level. But to be team of the year, to be on the circuit, And I think that shows too. It isn't just, and you can have judges where, you know, some crazy things happen. You never know what's going to take place, or weather conditions, or meat, or whatever. But the consistency, right, in order to win that team of the year.
Yeah, I mean, you got to go out and you got to cook every week, and you've got to be consistent. I mean, it's just that you're putting in four categories, you're putting them in consistently, and you're having good results. You know, from coast to coast. You know, we cooked from California all the way down to Florida last year when we were out point chasing. And it's similar to NASCAR in that aspect. You know, you're going a different place every weekend. You're cooking against pretty much the same guys, and you're just going out there running and trying to get points. You know, it's kind of a grind. And yeah, the consistency is the key, right? You got to jump up and you got to get your wins, but you know, everybody's good. Everybody knows how to cook. It comes down to, you know, percentages. You know, I'm going to win, you know, one out of three contests I cook is, you know, kind of what I figured out my percentages are. So I go out there and cook and do that. And as long as I keep up my standards, that's going to fall in there. You know, the judges are going to like some other people's food one day. They're going to like mine the next.
And
that's fine. You know, it's very subjective.
That's a great ratio. If you could shoot out the, you know, to give that ratio of success on there, you know, you're doing more than one thing. You're doing a lot of things, right? You mentioned the combination and the connections with racing and NASCAR, and it may feel like that on the circuit, right? Where it is sort of this traveling kind of all-star game on the KCBS pro side. And that's the way it is with NASCAR too. And I think on the fan base side, there's some common connections with the people who love racing, love barbecue, and vice versa. There are so many of those drivers and team members that are big fans of what it is that you guys do as well. So it's going to be kind of a mutual admiration society for the BBQ Smokedown at Chicagoland. But talk a little bit about it. If, you know, if you follow racing, do you have some favorite drivers? Like, how do you keep up with NASCAR and motorsports?
Well, Carl Edwards was my man. You know, I'm down here in Missouri, and he kind of got out of it. So we ended up, I'm a Smithfield guy. We've got our sponsors in barbecue, much like the NASCAR guys do. So I got to go with Eric Almirola.
Oh, yeah.
Right, driving the Smithfield car. So that's my guy right now. I had to find a replacement for cousin Carl when he got out, and that's who I've been going with. So, yeah, we go out there and watch the races. My little boy, a little four-year-old, just loves racing, loves the cars. So we tune in every Sunday and you know, watch them turn left, and it's a good time.
Well, hopefully we're going to get an opportunity to connect you and Arik in, you know, he's a driver for the listeners, in the number 10 Smithfield Ford for Stuart Haas Racing. And of course, one of the things that he does that is very cool is he gives away bacon. I thought it was bacon for a year, but he gives away bacon for life. And hopefully we'll be able to integrate one of those contests in there. And who deserves bacon for life? Or maybe you could help kind of give that to maybe a lucky listener or a fan at the Speedway, because you won the bacon championship on Guys. So you were on that show. Like, what is that like? So here, you've experienced it all. Competition side for KCBS, you've done, you know, you've won it. You've done the restauranting side and been a success there. It's a whole different game when you're on TV, right?
Oh, yeah. But, you know, Guy on the TV show, they really do honor the spirit of that competition. You know, we've done TV spots where they'll stop it and they'll make you do something again, or it's overproduced. Really, on Guys Grocery Games, man, they tell you the challenge. You have, they get the camera set up and you go. And, you know, it's pretty true to what you see on TV. I mean, that thing, you know, the grocery store there is one of the best grocery stores I've ever been in. They've got all that stuff there. So the stuff you see on TV, those guys are really cooking, man. We really have 30 minutes to go run around that store, go make our dishes. And, you know, I really, really appreciated that. The fact that it wasn't overproduced. The guy lets you do your thing. Guy lets you cook. And then obviously the judging was fantastic at that one. So, yeah, it was a great experience. I mean, I'd love to get back on there again.
Let the listeners know we're talking with Brad Leninger from Getting Basted, a world championship team, 50 grand championships, and they're going to be one of our featured teams for the BBQ Smokedown at Chicagoland Speedway. So, Brad, before we let you go, give the information where people make that road trip, that pilgrimage, to get down there and see you in person. Of course, we're excited to have you here in Chicagoland later this summer.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've got our restaurants down in Branson, Missouri. We're right on the strip. We've got Getting Basted, and then we've got one in downtown Hollister across the river from downtown Branson called Downing Street Poorhouse, P-O-U-R. We're serving our food over, you know, live Missouri hardwood coals, you know, Ozark-style barbecue, as we call it. And, yeah, I'd love to see everybody out there, you know, down in Branson. If you're down there, come by and see me or come out to the racetrack and hit us up, man. We love nothing more than talk barbecue and talk about what we do. We do it because we love it. And, like, as you can tell, I could talk about it all day. So absolutely come out and see us.
And then before we let you go, social media, keep up with all your adventures. I know you guys do that as far as Facebook for sure. Do you do like Instagram, Twitter, letting people know what's going on?
Yeah, we do. We're at Getting Basted, you know, Facebook/Getting Basted. You can find us pretty much everything there. G-E-T-T-I-N, no G on there. That kind of bites us every now and then, but it's just Getting Basted. And we're on Facebook, Instagram, which is National Barbecue League. You can search that. And we've got a bunch of instructional videos on there, you know, everything we're doing for KCBS and how to trim meat and how to cook meat. So you can check that out. And we'd love to, you know, love to chat with you.
Oh, nice. Paying it forward on the education side as well. Share not only great barbecue and some winning ways, but also some advice and input for those people that want to get out there and do the same thing. Brad Leninger, Getting Basted. Thanks so much for what you're doing. Excited to see you later this summer. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me. I can't wait.